After reading an article in the local press about Norwich City Council's involvement with climate change, Mark Smith wanted to find out more. He spoke to Norwich City Councillor Emma Hampton, the Cabinet Member for the Environment.
Hello there, everyone. This is Mark Smith. I'm in conversation with Councillor Emma Hampton. Now, Emma, or should I say Councillor, you're the Cabinet Member for Environment, and I believe you also mentioned digital inclusion as well, if I can get my tongue around those words. And recently I became aware of some information that was in the local press about Norwich City Council's involvement with the Climate Commission. And I just wanted to find out a little bit more about what this involves and, you know, what is Norwich City Council hoping to achieve with this project from its partners. So if we could start off by sort of asking a few questions about that, please.
Its aim overall is to cut citywide emissions in Norwich, and our current aim as a city is to be net zero by 2045, and that's a target we very recently brought forward from 2050 just to up our ambition. And the Climate Commission is going to aim to do is bring together groups, organisations in Norwich with the City Council to look at whatever the group wants to look at, really, of how we can work together collaboratively to cut emissions and reach that goal.
That sounds absolutely brilliant. What kind of timescales do you think that the City Council are looking at for this?
The aim is to have at least annual reports from the committee, and its initial terms of reference will probably be for a three-year period, but definitely with potential to extend that. But a lot of that detail is still to be determined. We're at the moment going through the process of getting commissioners' applications sorted through and getting people on board. So some of that detail may still change depending on exactly who we've got and what they want to do.
What other partners are you working with in the project?
So, as I say, the applications are in. We had about 45 people, I think, apply, and that ranges from community groups up to quite big organisations, including the County Council, which is really positive as far as we're concerned, especially if we're going to work together on big issues that they cover, like transport. So that's still to be determined. We're going to go for quality, not quantity, of commissioners. What we do know is that, initially at least, there's going to be two co-chairs. One of those is going to be one of our officers from Norwich City Council, the service director who climate change falls under, and also a representative from the Tyndall Centre, being the Climate Change Research Centre, which we're really fortunate to have in Norwich and to have that expertise here with us. So they'll be co-chairing. There is going to be an elected representative, which may well, it sounds like, be me as well. But yeah, very shortly we'll have a firmer picture of exactly who our commissioners are going to be.
Thank you. And obviously we're in the process, well, we're speaking to you on Tuesday the 2nd of November, and I'm mindful very much of what's happening north of the border, as they say, up in Glasgow, and I'm intrigued to know how what Norwich is doing is kind of tying in with what we're hearing about from the COP26 conference, and you know what's you know inevitably on everyone's mind with the, you know, the green movement and move to more of a greener, sustainable world. And I'm just trying to sort of figure out how that's going to sort of play a role in it with the Climate Commission in Norwich.
Yeah, so COP21 is a really big moment for us. It's the sort of pinnacle of collaborative working on the climate change that has to happen locally, as we're doing with the Climate Commission, but it also has to happen nationally and internationally, which is where COP really needs to be bringing people together to keep that hope of limiting warming to 1.5 degrees alive. We need that framework from government and internationally, but also local government does have a really important role to play in showing leadership and also obviously directly cutting our emissions and working to cut the city emissions. So hopefully COP is going to raise awareness of this is an issue, get a bit more buy-in from local organisations and residents who are seeing this going on and realising exactly how important it is, and hopefully it will prompt the government to do what it has to do to keep that hope alive about limiting warming and give us the resource and the powers that we need to be as ambitious as we want to be on that as well locally.
Thank you very much. And I'm also intrigued to know, and we're all being asked to do our little bit, whether it's walking or catching public transport rather than using our cars, or doing more recycling, or looking at more greener ways of managing our day-to-day lives. Has the Commission in Norwich got any particular message that they want to get across to everybody in Norwich and across the county?
I think at the moment it's early days to say kind of formally what the Commission's done and who's involved in the, you know, council and science side especially. I'm sure there will be messaging around that. Here at the council, we have a One Planet Norwich scheme that aims to get those messages across to people about what they can do personally to make a difference. So it's something I'd certainly be very keen to take forward into the wider city. That already does. It's a good outreach scheme. It has events out in public and lots of social media and things to get those messages across. And there are lots of things individuals can do. And in Norwich, I think on the whole, we're very good at doing them. We buck the trend compared to lots of places in the country, but equally there's some onus on us as councils and obviously on the government to make sure that there are alternatives for people to change their behaviours. So on transport, we need to be making sure there are efficient, sustainable, cheap, affordable transport modes for people to be using, rather than just forcing people into it. And we need that to get the public buy-in to make people think this is something that is going to benefit their lives and make a real difference.
Lovely, thank you very much. And what do you kind of see as your role as the cabinet member and as the role of the city council? What kind of key role do you kind of see the council playing in this commission in terms of what you hope to achieve over the next few years?
So from my perspective, I think the council's role, we cover all of Norwich, but we don't necessarily have the powers to go as far as we would like in some of the areas we've already mentioned today, where we need that collaborative approach, but we are well placed in that we know our communities in the city, we know where a lot of this work has to happen, we have a good oversight of that. So I see our role as a kind of convening one, a leadership one, hence why we occupy one of the co-chairs, to bring lots of these important businesses, and as I say, but down to the grassroots as well, community groups and residents, to see how we can work together on some of those more challenging issues where it's not necessarily any one person or group or council's responsibility. I think that's where we fit in, really.
Well, that's all fantastic, and I'm really pleased to hear what the council are doing for our environments and for things like our air quality in Norwich, and we wish you all the best, and no doubt there'll be further bits and pieces of news coming out in the coming months and years, and we'll keep a lookout for the Norwich Climate Commission. And thank you very much for talking to us at Chatterbox.
Mark Smith was talking to Norwich City Councillor Emma Hampton, the Cabinet Member for the Environment.